Dear Diary, I'm trying to find the words to express the way that I feel. I feel sad. I feel stuck. I almost feel empty. Spent some time soul searching. It's been a long time soul searching. And just when I became my best, it seems that I was able to hurt someone. It seems as though I was able to meet someone and fall for them a little bit too fast to my liking, but I'm not in control of a lot of things that I am aware. I think a lot of my issues were just fear of being hurt again, for sure, fear of being misled, I can't even understand the space that I'm in now, seeing how I remember this feeling a little too well. I remember liking someone so much and being led on and being under the impression that my feelings were reciprocated, and to my surprise, it was a game. The amount of tears I had cried, the feeling of anguish, pain, just confusion I begin to feel after the fact left me empty to my core. And I don't know. I think right now I'm just in a space where I'm just entirely confused. I feel like it doesn't matter what I do, I'm just not gonna get it right. I think it's pretty difficult to get it right. I don't really know what getting it right means anymore. When I'm loving correctly, it's not right. When I'm loving with the intentions to protect myself, it's still not right. I don't know what to do, but I'm just trying to find ways to be more softer with myself at this point. Because although I understand that I like this person a lot, I'm also in a space where I understand that his feelings for me right now are not the same. I didn't know that I hurt him at all, but it is clear that I have. And although I've asked for forgiveness, I understand that he doesn't forgive me, so. The best thing I can do is just find a space where I can find the strength to move on, regardless if it hurts. I have to find the strength to move on. I have to find the strength to be hopeful that someday I'll find somebody that has patience to understand me, the patience to forgive me and allow me to try to evolve and to be patient with me. I feel like in this situation, I wasn't given the opportunity to really tell more of who I am. I've just been being judged based off of trying to protect myself, I guess. Which I get it. And it's that person's right to feel whichever way. But today's another day. Just gonna try to make the best of it, whatever it is.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Trauma and Tequilas. I'm your host, Celeste Divine. That I am, my loves. That I am. Guys, it's been a little bit. I know the last time I came and gave you all a new episode was probably like in May. The summer went by very fast. Goodness, like, I feel like I blinked and boom, it came and it went, right? Now, with me, I would say I've learned a lot within the last few months. And since I've been on this journey, of self-understanding and just self-embrace and just coming into the space of being okay with seeing layers of who I am be peeled back, right? I have placed myself in position to be ready to love and receive love, right? It was challenging for me for sure. I think after dealing with heartache, you learn so much more about yourself. Because I personally say to myself, there's no losing in anything that I do. I either win or I learn. And whichever way it ends, I'm still winning. Because if there's a lesson, I'm learning, I'm taking notes, and I'm applying it going further. So although in those spaces sometimes, relationships don't work out, and that's okay. I learned not to be hard on myself. I learned to give myself grace. But me being so sensitive is probably one of the most things that I adore about who I am, because I allow myself to feel my emotions. I don't allow them to fester. When someone hurts me, I allow myself to sit in that space, but not for too long. If it's meant for me to cry, I allow myself to do such. If it's meant for me to just, you know, take a step back for a second, that's what I'm going to do. Take a step back. Now, I recently had put myself out there, as I said, and began to date, and I've met some pretty interesting people. And now, regardless of the end result, I am very much grateful for the lesson, for the connections, and just grateful for the people, period. I allow myself to be uncomfortable and, you know, put myself in spaces where I'm like doing things I've never done before. Challenging myself in those ways, because I like to stay to myself in a lot of ways. I like to stay to myself. Aside from that, I just kept saying to myself, this year for sure, I wanted to allow myself to be uncomfortable, because I'm very much aware that I grow when I'm uncomfortable. When I'm comfortable is when I'm stagnant. That's anyone. Everyone grows when they're uncomfortable. So I want to give you guys a little story. So, and I was able to, you know, interact with this person that I definitely felt as if I had a very strong connection with. I really, really am grateful for the connection that I had with this said individual. Although I had to go my way, I was very, very grateful for it. The connection was pretty good. I think with me, you know how some things just feel too good to be true? And you end up finding yourself self-sabotaging things, right? And I realized that that's what I was doing. In the beginning, I realized I was self-sabotaging prior, probably because I just, again, like I said, I thought it was just too good to be true. I did. I thought it was too good to be true. And I get nervous. I get real nervous about certain things, and I just end up needing space so that I can process. And I think with doing that, I might have given him the wrong idea. I might have given him the idea that I wasn't interested. Might have, you know, given them the idea that I didn't want more than just friends. And I learned through that connection specifically that I need to be more vocal of what I want from people. That's why I said I'm very, very grateful for it, because I realized I led him to believe that I wasn't interested. And I could have hurt his feelings in that way. Not intentionally. And that's why I said, like, I'm very, very grateful for the connection. I don't like to hurt people. I'm someone that is very, very, I'm a loving person. I'm very emotional. I'm very sensitive. So in any event that people tell me that I hurt their feelings, I'm hard on myself. Not because I just naturally become hard on myself, but because I'm just sensitive and I'm very empathetic. So I try to put myself in that person's shoes, like, oh my God, like, how would I have felt if this happened to me? And I'm like, oh my God, like, that makes me feel so crappy, right? I'm a crybaby. I kid you not, I was crying about it, like, oh my God, like, I'm this mean person. But then after evaluation and speaking with my friends, and they're like, listen, feel your feelings, feel your emotions, go through it, don't sit there, and then, you know, when you're ready, reach out. And I did such because I felt like he deserved an apology. Absolutely, I felt like he deserved an apology, and I felt like there was more confusion, more misunderstanding created by me. And I didn't want someone to be confused or conflicted and feel like, hey, like, what is going on? I wanted to alleviate that in whichever way that I could. So, I did reach out, and I'm glad I did, because I'm learning to not separate myself from people without properly giving them explanations. I'm not a fan of the ghosting. I feel like ghosting is the most worst thing you could possibly do to someone. I feel like if you're not interested in them, sure, let them know that. If you want to go your way, sure, let them know that. But I've seen how all different people react to ghosting, and I've heard stories, and I'm like, damn, like, that sounds fucking shitty. Like, it sounds awful. And I just can't imagine what it would make someone feel. I can't imagine how I would possibly make someone feel in the event that I did ghost them. So I've always, like I said, I've always said to myself, if I'm not interested, I'm gonna let it be. I'm gonna let them know that. I'm not gonna have them assume I'm interested. I'm not doing that. I'm seeking to be intentional, and I'm seeking solid connections. I'm seeking my person. I feel like I'm at a space now where, again, I'm not 100% closed off on finding who's meant for me, because I feel like if I'm doing my 50% part, they're gonna do their 50%, and we'll meet in the middle, right? I'm not expecting someone to just do the work all on their own and have to come seek me. I want to be in that same journey where I'm seeking. Obviously, I'm not gonna go out there and seek it, but yeah, like, I want to be actively seeking just as much as they are. So I'm allowing myself to be open. And as I said, although those connections didn't, turn out to be a fit, probably, I am appreciative of them because they were lessons. And I'm grateful that I am still, connected in some way where, touching base, and I gain good friendships, and I'm grateful for that. It's never a lose situation for that, right? Especially when they're good people. Yeah, so I did want to touch base on that. And I'm looking forward to more connections. I'm looking forward to more growth. I'm looking forward to more evolving. I'm just looking forward to whatever the universe has for me at this point. I'm just excited about it. After being hard on myself, for sure, because I literally was being hard on myself, and my friends were like, "Yeah, it's okay. You're sensitive. I get it." But after self-evaluation and, owning my shit as I always do, because I feel like if I've done something wrong to you, for sure I am going to say, "Hey, I didn't mean this," and apologize, because I don't want to hurt anyone. I do not want to hurt anyone. Like, I'm such a bubbly person. I love love. Like, I absolutely love love. I think love is such a beautiful thing when you have the right person. When you have the right partner, you can go through anything, literally. The good, bad, and different, there's still balance. After the storm, there's balance. Even in the midst of the storm, I want balance. It's okay to not have a good day. It's okay to just, feel away for that moment. But as long as I find my person, that when it's all said and done, they're my peace. When it's all said and done, I can lean on them. They can lean on me. I don't want to go tit for tat. I don't want to be spiteful with them. I don't want to argue with them, like, on a consistent basis. I don't want to feel like I'm in a war with them. Absolutely not. Life is already a war, right? It's already a war out there. I want to find my peace. I want to find that person that makes me laugh, has patience to understand me, has patience to forgive me where I fall short, while I'm able to forgive them where they fall short, and continue to press on. That's the whole point of this life. No one is perfect. I'm not seeking a perfect partner. I'm seeking a partner that wants to build, that wants more than what they have now as far as life, that wants to create generational wealth, that can accept me as I am, and I accept them as they are. I don't want anyone to feel like they have to be in my presence and change who they are. Be who you are. Nourish me and I'll nourish you. Like, literally, that's how I see it. Cheers to love. Cheers to evolution. And cheers to new connections, higher frequencies. Cheers. And you know what I always say? When life give you limes, we make tequilas. Peace, y'all.